Bracha on chocolate in 117, 116, 2007.
I want to thank the sponsors for tonight's shiur. The topic for tonight, I received a few comments on. One of the first comments I received was from my daughter, who was over 3 years old. So my wife was asking me last night what I'm speaking about this week, and I said, what's the bracha on chocolate? So my daughter chimed in, who's all but 3 years old, and said, Abba, what are you going to speak about? The bracha on chocolate is shakel. So she's got a taina. Some other people said, why don't you give a halacha l'maisa shiur? Somebody else asked me to go to La Chocolade, and I just found out that there's a women's event there in a few weeks. So I really could have been actually explaining how to make chocolate, so it would be a good in for me to go and give the shiur there. But I think this is a very important inyan, especially after what we left off with last week, when we discussed, of course, all the seedy topics of seeds and what the brachas on seeds would be. And I think this is an important topic for the reason that it's going to give us a focus on a very important idea, and that is that we very much take for granted things like chocolate and what its bracha is, and we don't even think about the lumdus behind it. And it's important sometimes, even though obviously sof kol sof, at the end of this year we'll paskin like we have been eating for many years and we'll be making a shahakal on chocolate, but we'll see that it's not so poshut. We had mentioned at the end of this year, the tail end of this year, about different types of products. We spoke about, speaking about nuts, so the sugar-coated nuts and those items, so that's already discussed in Halacha and Achronim. The early Achronim discussed this on the use of a sugar on nuts, and that would be the bracha of the nut itself, because the sugar is just enhancing the flavor. We discussed last week the inyan about soy products, and we said that we paskin that soy is, in fact, you do make the bracha on soy of shahakol. Rav Moshe paskined on this, and he said that soy, even though it comes from a bean, it is so ground to make it into whatever the vegetarian chicken cutlets and hot dogs and all those things that they make, that it's totally insignificant, the soy product in it. And in fact, if you look at the ingredients, you'll be surprised how much soy is actually in some of these products. So that seems pretty poshut. The same thing applies to halva. Halva, as we know, is seeds, sesame seeds, and again, it changes from its original form, and therefore, that's the way we paskin as well. So the question is that where does this all come from? We learned last week, though.
Peanuts.
What?
Peanuts.
Yeah, so when it comes to sesame seeds, I don't know if I mentioned this at the end of this year, so sesame seeds are a little bit interesting, because it could become a halacha l'maisa where you would make the bracha on sesame seeds would be, right? Sesame, it's a sesame tree, I assume. So it would be eight. Why? Because the example I would give is as follows. If you get the everything bagel, I guess before you eat the bagel wash, and you take, you know, all the bottom of it, or you have an everything cracker, and you mamish, some people just want they just take the sesame seeds from it. So that would probably require a bracha. Whereas, however, in cases, for example, a person wants to have, as we'll see, raw cocoa bean, so not only would he not make a bor priyat, he probably wouldn't even make a bracha, because that's a strange thing where nobody eats that normally. But tonight we're going to see, I hope you'll find very interesting, is a good number of tshuvas, all modern-day tshuvas, dealing with this topic, and I think you'll find some of the answers quite surprising, where we just leave it a davar pashut, of course, but we don't even think about it. Of course, before we even start, we have to give a background as to what is chocolate. And Baruch Hashem, you don't have to go to, like last week, we tried to find out what watermelon seeds were. You don't have to go to any of the non-Jewish sources. There's plenty of information on the OU website, the Star K website. Rabbi Tzvi Rosen has a beautiful article on it, which I guess we should have changed the topic of my shiur. He has an article with the name of The Sweetest Fruit of Them All. That's a pretty good one. And that the chocolate, of course, is one of the delights, he quotes David HaMelech, that has been brought to our, where apparently now that there are chocolate that costs upwards of $90 a pound, speaking of La Chocolat. So you can pay a lot for chocolate. So what is chocolate? So chocolate actually comes, everybody tell me how to, it's not really called a cocoa bean. What's it called?
Cacao.
Right, very good. It's called a cacao bean. We call it cocoa, I guess it's hard to, right? And generally it comes from Africa, Central Africa, Southeast Asia, different places. Again, all of them are based on the level, meaning the country that it comes from will determine usually how rich and how good the chocolate is. And it comes from certain types of trees, which I can't really pronounce, the Criollo tree, found in Venezuela, and these different things. It's definitely a tree. It's not obviously a fruit-bearing tree. I'm sure you've seen this in movies or you've heard about it, where they take the machetes off and they take it and they take these beans. And actually, before anything is done, they have to let it sit, and it's like sun-dry. So we read already last week in the Mishnah Berurah about sun-dry. In the Shulchan Aruch, sun-dried never gets its bracha. So that's the first thing that it's done before anything is done. So we said last week, I'll just look at the Mara Mokum, just to remind everybody and remind myself. So we said last week as follows. Just had it. When it comes to seeds, so the first source in the Shulchan Aruch was that there were three categories, and one of the categories was that we are Mavarech Shahako of sun-dried. So that's what we said when we quoted the Mishnah Berurah. So how's that possible? We don't pass in this way, it seems. Oh, here's. So we said in the Shulchan Aruch, the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch is as follows. Arine Teres. Mavarach aleim boi priyeh, v'im marim, if they're right, so ena mavarach klal. So this would be a good, by the way, possibility, because it's very, very bitter. V'im metukan adeo, or mavarach aleim shahako. So we question what exactly that means. So the process of this is that how do we take the cocoa bean? It's mixed with, again, part of the cocoa. They make the bean into liquor, into cocoa butter. It's mixed, and then, of course, with sugar. What's interesting, which I did not know, I'll be honest with you, is that, we make the dark chocolate, so the difference, of course, is whether they include the milk, but white chocolate, I never knew this, is actually not chocolate. It doesn't come from the cocoa bean. And I never knew that. I know it's not a big nafkamina. According to the FDA, it's a big nafkamina. They won't put it on the list of chocolates. It's not considered a chocolate. And that has heavy fat content and heavy butter and milk mixture. The only thing I found interesting about the OU article is that they gave the exact sources. It's in the United States, all milk has to contain 10% chocolate liqueur, and it gives the exact percentage of what's in it. We'll see some chubas think that there's 50% sugar in chocolate. That's not true, and that's going to be a nafkamina, as we'll see. So we get the basic idea. What? 70%? No, I don't think so. So, fine, and the different types of chocolate, so on and so forth. Okay. Basically, bottom line, before we even discuss anything, is that chocolate cannot be eaten in its original form of cocoa. The cocoa bean cannot be eaten. It is not eaten raw. What you can do is that you can eat the baker's chocolate. It's edible, but it's very, very bitter as well. So that's like 100 times the bitterness of a baking chocolate is what you eat. Nobody would have that. So the first thing that I quoted is the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in source number one, again, you're not going to find any Rishonim on this. My assumption here is that cocoa beans were not something that reached those parts in those countries. It was something that was discovered and became very popular. The Haraya, we saw the Rambam writes, what is the Simchas Yontif for a man that they always had? Basar and Yayin. For women, jewelry, they always had that. And for kids? At Gozim, right? So they had it the day. That was considered the best thing, was it not? So that didn't even reach us. So chocolate took a while. The Mishnah Berurah writes, this is in Siman Reish Beis, in Sichkotin Memdal, Yotza, V'im Rov Derech Achila Osam Peiros Al Yidei Risuk. What's Risuk? Risuk is a mixture, right? There are different types of Risuk. The question of, for example, tomato paste and those type of things. So that's not, we eat tomatoes not that way necessarily, but there are some items that have to be put into a mixture. Right, and he gives different examples of cinnamon and different types of things. You probably know the answer to this. What is ingvar?
Ungvar?
No, it's not the ungvar chasidim. I think it was cinnamon. Vishar b'samim, shechokim, she'oichlim, sukar, mevarchim, boi priye. So there are, so this probably is possible, right? Ready, Larry? What is ingvar?
Huh?
Ingvar. Cinnamon?
Ingvar?
Yeah. Give the man a source sheet. So people take cinnamon, the cinnamon sticks. So that the people eat cinnamon sticks?
No, they don't eat it.
Put them
right,
put
them in tea. So I don't know. Apparently that was something, and you would make the bracha. So this is problematic because what the Mishnah Berurah is basically saying is that if you have something that is not eaten in its original form, but is eaten as a risuk, that's eaten in a mixture, so that's something that requires the bracha of bori pri eis, bori pri adama. Ah, so now we have a problem. What's the problem? Isn't this like chocolate? That's exactly what chocolate is. Chocolate bean cannot be eaten in its original form. How is it eaten? It's only eaten al yidei risuk. Even though there's a mixture of tarubas of different things, the chocolate is the point. I'm not eating it for the sugar. Or again, a lot of the things, the cocoa liqueur and the cocoa butter, they're all part of the bean. So maybe this would be a raya that you might make the bracha of bori peri ha'etz. Zuck the shari tshuva. Interesting footnote here on the Shari Tshuva, a very upsetting footnote on the Bar Ilan. So first of all, the Bar Ilan has come out now, I don't know if you're aware. You go to the Bar Ilan website, just put in Bar Ilan in Google. They're selling now a new thing where you can get for a free trial all of the new Bar Ilan, everything you want for free. So that's how upsetting as it is because I just spent money on it. But it's a trial, and then they want to sell it for like $40 a month or some crazy amount of money. So what I find interesting still is that even though Baruch Hashem, they've really updated it since the last edition, still there are some mistakes. And here's one of the mistakes. The Shari Tshuva, it says here that it's Sifkos and Yutes. It's in fact not. We will read Yutes. This is Tes Zayim. And it says as follows. Here's where it comes to play. Shehakol. So the Padamiras, he quotes, Shechizek Devarav. Shabachai Odom, the Hishiv, so he says as follows. Kasiyamza. Shegam hu noig levarach shehakol al coffee and tea, kamina ga'ola. So this is, of course, a question. This is where it comes to play as well. What's coffee and tea? Coffee is a bean. And tea comes from also from, depending on the type of tea, but mostly from, so how come you don't make beer? So there's a different shaila. It's going to be an interesting shiur in itself.
It's mostly water.
Right. So that's a little bit more easy. Water. Right. So understand exactly. And that's the whole shaila about bishalakum. If you can go to, can you go to Starbucks? Can you really have it? Another Indian, the Rambam quotes Mesivas Akum. I think we spoke about once of actually eating coffee in any place, according to Rav Schechter, is a big problem itself. Right. The shoe is right. People wearing up. Exactly. This Chai Odom, who actually discussed his hot cocoa. He says, he uses the term like this, but it's hot cocoa, and what is he talking about there? He says the same thing would apply. So he there, Mesivas Akum, just so we understand what the Indian is that there's an isser of going to a bar. So the question is there an isser of going to the bar and drinking alcohol there? So according to the Chai Odom, the way Rav Schechter interprets this, and the Rambam, Mesivas Akum means if you're in a Mesiva of an Akum, you have to define what that is. Probably it's not Starbucks, but if you're in a bar and you say, I'll just go to the bar and I'll order a Coke, according to Rav Schechter, you have violated an Isser. Hopefully not Midoraisa. But that's a problem within itself, because you're not allowed to be with them. It's not only Mesivas Akum. So what's the head of the Rambam? The famous head of the Rambam is it's Rov Yehudim, so that's not considered Mesivas Akum. So that was the Shiloh that somebody asked Rabbi Willig. Can I go to the beautiful revolving
Marriott,
thank you, somebody's gone, and get a drink there? So he says, go on Thursday night because it's Rov Yehudim, not a problem. Yeah. So besides other shilas, but coffee tea, so a lot of people say it's Mayim Ba'alma, that's really what it is. So there it's not as much of a shilas. We probably won't give a shir on this because, I mean, Mamish, you could spend years and years just every single, item. This is, of course, just to give a snapshot of how we have to look at our brachas and understand that things aren't so pasha. But then he says, okay, Minag Oilam is to say Shahakom. Vegam al chocolate, on chocolate, on chocolate. Kosev b'divrei Yosef, tshuvas levarich shahako lechein amar b'shelus b'tshuvas Shem Stocker. We closed Shem Stocker last week, so that's the way we hold. So okay, so one could look at this, and this is really why I wanted to bring it in. I think I brought this in the original shir that we quoted, is that one could just look at this and one could say, you know what, Daniel, who cares? Why are you wasting our time with the seas, with the whole Gantz Maisa, right? Somebody said that to me last night. Why are you wasting everybody's time? Do something halacha l'maisa. And the reason why we're wasting time is because of this scary Shari Tshuva, which really is your test. quotes it in the name of the Berheite, the Kosta Tami de Rabbeinu Yonah, this one with Shas, Hanoah Belo Bracha, Kilim Moyel. We know this idea, could be even Issud Daraisa, a person who gets Hanoah from the Olam without making a Bracha is considered Mi'ilah. We learned what the levels of Mi'ilah is, Midaraisa, Midarabban. Okay, Af Loyo Darak Bracha Shehakal.
The pressure you said.
But what?
The new club.
Yeah, in the first year, yeah. So he says the bracha shahakal. You make a shahakal. Yossi yidei mila, ella afilo hachi sarach lomad habracha saroi b'chol davar. So we said, why is it important to learn brachas? So he's a person who can say, I live my life shahakal life. I live a shahakal life. I don't know what the brachas on chocolate. I don't really care what the brachas on chocolate. No, I'll make a shahakal. Okay, I have this weird looking fruit, vegetable. I don't know where it is. I'll make another shahakal. Okay, so you weren't mild. You didn't steal from the Rabbana Shalom. But kosev el yiraba. Yeah, the rabbi says, "Hi, Damrina, my boy. Maybe Chasid Lakai and Mili Debrachas. You have to learn Mili Brachas. L'chora in Mabirich Rasha Mikra. What does it mean that you call the Rasha if you don't make Brachas? El Shirotzalom Abrichas Haroylo. A person called a Rasha not if he made if he makes a Bracha, but he doesn't know what the right Bracha is. The Kasuv Shul Yomar, the Atav Brachas Shako, he have a Zu Bor. Right? This is considered an unlearned person, a Bor. Right? Shekilo Chachamim Im Yechlam and Lido. Right? You're not supposed to live your life in suffix. Oh, I'll just make a shahakal. I'll just knew, like, you know, the guy that he's in the supak if he said Yalav Yavo or not. So he could play it two ways. He could be honest with himself and say, listen, the truth is I probably didn't say Yalav Yavo. He could say, yeah, I think I said it. It's okay. I'm not going to repeat it. We don't live our life like that. And therefore, he calls the person a rush or a bore, whatever you want to call the person. It's not a good lush, and according to the Shari Tshuva, again, according to some strict sources. And therefore, it's important to know what the bracha is and why the bracha is and understand that our shahakal will never be just a, we don't know. Right? We said last week when we were talking about seeds. We don't say, oh, you make a shahakal on seeds because we don't know what the bracha is. And suffik brachas lahakel, meaning, right, there's like an inyan by brachas. If you suffik brachas, shahakal. Suffik brachas, shahakal. Right? Like lahakel. We don't say that. So comes to play an unbelievable tshuva. This tshuva is the core of tshuva on the chocolate. You cannot move anywhere without Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in his first chelek in Simon Tzadik Aleph, unbelievable tshuva. Zuck, Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Source number three, what do we make? So he asked two questions. What is the bracha on chocolate, and what is the bracha on hot cocoa? They have that in America, yes? So hot cocoa, so what would the bracha be? What is hot cocoa? I think. It is basically chocolate, ground up. Fine. So he says, "B'inyan chocolate shenagu levar chaleh shahakal." So we know, so we make shakal. Everybody says you make a shakal. Bishlama in mashke shel cocoa, but when it comes to hot cocoa, nichama shemavarchim. Of course, it makes sense to make shahakal because if you look in the Shari Tshuva as we just did, about shoklad harei hu mamish ochel gamar. But chocolate is ochel gamar. What is he getting at over here? Let's see. Umuber b'shochan arach. He quotes the shochan arach. Reikim osiv gimel b'samim shachoki muvarim im sukar b'samim ikur mivarich kedin. So even though if you take b'samim, you take a spice and you eat that spice raw, and even though you mix it with sugar so it has a better taste, again, let's say there's some sort of cinnamon stick or something along those lines that you would actually eat. So that bracha, again, because of the shaila of what the bracha on sugar is. By the way, sugar is definitely a shiur within itself as well. We all pass in the sugar, this we said in the first year. The Chassam Sofer, famous Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer learned all brachas by age 7. He knew all the brachas back and forth. And all the lumbas behind it, not just what's the bracha on kumquats. So he knew what it was and what the lumbas behind it was. So sugar, there's a beautiful Bi'ar Lacha in Siman Reish Beis, a long Bi'ar Lacha, it's Zivri Amaskel Sukar, and it goes through a lumbus midan lumbus of why sugar, which is the same shaila really, should get a bracha of shahakal or not. So they said the Chassam Sofer made a nether to himself because of the shaila, it's a mamish, a suffix, it really goes back to Rishonim. He never had his entire life any sugar products. However, wait a second, he never had sugar, but I hate to say this, like, right, there were no sugar cereals then, there were no, like, I don't know how bad it was, I don't think they had sugar candies, but he made amotzi, he could have anything he wanted that had sugar in it. But in those days, the candies, we mentioned this, at Chassam Sofer's time, kids sucking candies were sugar cubes. That was considered an unbelievable sucking candy. And he wouldn't have it as a kid, a 7-year-old wouldn't have the item of the, can you imagine? He wouldn't have the Hershey's sugar, what do you call it, cubes. So he says, so if you mix it, then that would be it. So he says, why is it the same? He says, Vayim b'magen Avraham, The Magen Avraham says the Kevan Shehaderech Hu Lichtov Lischo Kare Gam Chashuv and Kikayim Right Melachotov. Is that okay? So there is a Shiloh, however, according to the Magen Avraham, I think in the Taz as well, whether in fact this halacha is true, whether or not you would make a shakal on this. In Kain Hare Gam Koko Derech Chilaso Rak Ayde Kitush Berisuk. Right, you have to mamish grind it. Biyesh Lavarech Alzeh Bori Pri Ha'et. Im hakoko hu ikar. If the cocoa is the ikar, which is not so partial when it comes to cocoa, if you look at the ingredients, kishu ro. If you have lib hu bioser, it's a plea of bioser on b'nei svardim. Because the svardim hold like the Shulchan Aruch, who holds that on these things you make a boy priya eitz, gamal tamarim, even on these type of tamarim that they used to make into some sort of form that was in the shana surasa mamish, you still would make it. They for sure on chocolate, and even maybe on cocoa, should make a bracha of boy priya eitz. He can't understand them. And then he says also, the chashati loma de kema shi akoko atzmo enu necho klal. Nobody eats cocoa solid. I hope not. Maybe I'm wrong. Nobody has cocoa without any mixture in it. Shehu lo chai v'lo mvushu v'lo makiragel l'sarev. It has to be put also with water, just similar to coffee probably in that respect. He can understand that getting the bracha of shahakal. What he can't understand is why chocolate should have that bracha. Now look. Wait. So look what he says. Where I underline it. Ech adayin tuma shaharei muvur. I don't understand. It's a tayma mamis muvur sham. Where we quoted this. Here he writes kinamon. So I think it is. The agvar. This ingvar shechokim sheochlin gam sukam mevarchim. So he says, why would it be a shame harov who cocoa tzorachim vada levarach boy priyes? So if you can determine that the cocoa bean is rove in chocolate, which it probably is, then why no?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, what makes chocolate is a mixture.
Right. So that's the shayla, right.
Of the cocoa, the powder.
Right. Okay, so there's a sarach iyun. There's a sarach iyun on this Rav Shlomo Zalman.
Field testing.
Right. So, yeah. So this Rabbi Rosen writes in his article, you can look it up, it's online. Just, if you Google bracha and chocolate, it's the first one that comes up. So Rabbi Rosen, I happen to know who he is. So Rabbi Rosen writes, so he says that apparently, when he was a kid, my dad, I don't remember this, so before they had the whole Willy Wonka Hershey's chocolates ride, your mom would go into the factory.
I remember that. I was there. It was unbelievable.
Right. So that... right. So,
ages ago. Right. Gigantic bag the size of a room.
Right.
Basically, with a machine.
Oh. So yeah, he says, he writes, this is the Rav, he writes the experience of my life. So the question is, there's a Matzias, you see what's going on. Okay, you want to tell me, you want to time it, that the ride, the whole thing, that's not, this is really what's going on. So the question is a Matzias, so what's going on there? So from what I read, we'll see, because it's on Machlokes and Matzias, definitely, we'll see, where Menashe Klein has a tube on this as well. The Matzias, why am I eating chocolate? So, okay, there are other reasons why I'm eating chocolate. We're not going to get involved in the psychological reasons why I'm eating chocolate. But the person's eating chocolate, mistoma for the cocoa bean. It has sugar in it. It has emulsifiers in it. It has some preservatives. We don't really care about that. That's just to keep it going. Fine. Where you have the shayla is an Ikra Tuffel question, which is a different shayla, which is discussed by Kimat everybody on this Indian, where Moshe actually discusses as well, is, let's take somebody like Daniel Hartstein. So Daniel Hartstein loves chocolate. He knows it's terrible for him, but he still loves chocolate. So one of the offices that I don't frequent, but sometimes I go there. So one of the women that work there, she has a big chocolate, gonfling chocolate thing. It's a terrible thing. Mama, she's the Yetzirah. I told her she's the Yetzirah the whole time. I always tell her she's the Yetzirah. She's Vietnamese. She doesn't know what I'm talking about, but still, she's the Yetzirah. So I thought you said it. You could say that. So here's the Shiloh. So now, when I look at the chocolate, I say, okay, I'm going to cheat now. So what do we do? Now you got the 52 varieties of what you can have, the Hershey's mix. I would never, ever pick up a chocolate bar, a Hershey chocolate bar. No. I would want something with it. A crackle, a stickle crackle, a stickle Mr. Goodbar, something. What's my point? My point is that, let's say you're having Hershey's with almonds. That's a great example, I think. Because the Hershey's with almonds, you can see the almonds. You know what's going on there. There's no question about it. What's the bracha? There you have a real shayla. Maybe we could taina, the bracha is, why am I eating it? So the truth is, I'm eating it for both. Obviously, a lot of people just had almonds at the table, but I don't normally have almonds just to stomp. I want to have it with just stickle chocolate. So maybe there's two brachas. This is not so pashut. It's not so pashut either. We'll hopefully give a shir b'li neder on Iker and Tufel, because it's not so pashut because the way, for example, the Star K passing is, we're not going to tell you what the bracha is, because it's up to you. Maybe the guy was just given a matana, or the wrong thing fell out of the vending machine, and now he gets so upset he's having it, he doesn't want the almonds. Of course his bracha would only be shakal. Others taina, especially in the case of the Hershey's with almonds, so there, it's necker, you see it. Aye, but if you're making the boy for your eights already, maybe your yotze, that's going to be the problem. That's an interesting shayla just to keep in mind. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, we have a problem with, he lives with Tzarech Iyon. So here, just look over here in source number 4, Rav Nevensal, a great source for what's going on, one of the Talmidim of Hakim, over Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes, he's actually commenting on the Shari Tshuva, Al Resek Tabuche Eitz, Noagim Levarach Boy for Eitz. So he held Meikar Dino Levarech Bari Priya Eitz. Ella Shalemaisa Horu Levarech Shakal Miedbar. He doesn't even say it's for starkling the tshuva, but everybody that quotes Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that this is the way he holds. He says, what am I going to do? I'm going to tell you to say a bracha that nobody else passed him like? I think the bracha should be Bari Eitz, but nobody else says that. Kamina Gorilam. Aval Yamachas Techila Shabur Chasov Bari Priya Eitz Horu Levarech Techila Shakal Miedbar. I'm Mashu the part of Hashokalad. So this is an interesting idea. So this is quoted, it's an important idea just so we understand this. Many quote this. So, and that is that a person should first make the bracha. This is in the Sefer Vizosa Bracha. So he says that a person should be careful if he's having an apple. I don't know why this would happen. You're having an apple and a piece of chocolate. Adifas of Brachas, Mistomi would make the apple first, but when it comes to chocolate, you should make the shahakal first. Because we Paskin nowadays, you make a shahakal on chocolate. And if you make the Bari Priya Eitz, it's possible that you potter the chocolate, and then you're in problem. You're in a problem with my son. That's the way he Paskin. We'll see some other cute things in a moment.
You're saying take something else. So if you got an apple and chocolate.
Take something else to make on the chocolate.
Make a bread on the apple, and then take a drink of water.
Sorry. Yeah.
Chocolate.
Sorry. Because of the right. So he flips it around. I'm sorry, because he flips it around. But
negative kavanah.
Oh, we don't want to get to the bread. Yeah. Right, so there's also, I'm sorry, there's also Baruch quotes it. It seems, he quotes in the name of somebody, but he doesn't know who, like it says, Adam Gadol, something like that. So he says the other way around, that a person should make the shahakal. Rosh Shlomo Zalman here, according to Rav Nevensal, says the other way around, that a person should patir it. So we have this sometimes with patir. I just saw this somewhere else, about somebody who said, I never eat something without making we should always have a betoch hasuda. Someone was talking about this, and they said, "Yeah, you should always have it. Whatever thing. It's not so easy all the time."
Right?
Yeah. I don't know who. Yes, that's just what. No. So that's of course. Yeah. For sure, by the Shari Tshuva, a person has to be careful. But then there's a famous Igros Moshe here who discusses, as I just said before, about if it had Simukim in it, if it had any sort of whatever, either it was a chocolate-covered dried fruit or it was actual nuts in it, what the bracha would be. At the end of the truth, he says, "Im yeshlo Simukim eno mechovsim shar mine eitz yivarech Simukim techila." So of course you would make barim mine eitz achach yivarech shahakol. It's sort of, he uses it as a shahakol. There's another article that's written quoted Rav Moshe. He says there for sure, yes, with the bracha on chocolate, there's no question it's shahakol. I mean, it's not like a crazy tshuva where Moshe says, of course, shakal. Here he just points out, this is of course what the bracha is.
What kind of shear?
What?
What kind of shear? I mean, does it have a shear for this bracha too?
What do you mean a shear?
I mean, the amount of...
No. So here what Moshe's tshuva is really, it's actually two tshuvas, to Rabbi Ephraim Grunblatt, the Rabbi Ephraim. So it's just funny sometimes how these tshuvas come out. The first tshuva, he just asked him two questions, and he said, I'll deal with, both of the questions, whatever. One of the questions was about a record. I thought this was interesting, but it's nothing to do with the shear. But the second shiloh was about, can you erase a shear, a tape of a shear that says Shem Hashem on it? So this is, of course, a really halacha maisa today with the internet and stuff like that. So Rav Moshe said, yeah, of course it should be mutter, this and that. He goes, you know what, it's better to save the tape. You know, like, it's very interesting at the end. I don't know if this is the way we pop it nowadays, but this is to save the tape. Here he's really discussing Ikar and Tafel and says that if you're really eating it for the nuts or for the dried fruit, of course you'd make two brachas on it. So it's just an interesting ha'ara to make here. Yeah, go ahead.
It seems to me that chocolate is not cocoa. I mean, there are so many different varieties of chocolate, and it's not because the cocoa beans are different.
Well, we said that there's no such thing as white chocolate doesn't exist in this year, because there's no such thing as white chocolate's not chocolate.
Right. I'm not talking about just white chocolate. I'm talking about the difference between Hershey's and Nestle's.
Right.
It's not because the beans are different.
Right.
It's the mixture of whatever the
else. Right. According to the Star K, apparently it matters where it comes from. But okay. But let's assume it's not a big difference.
Right. It's not a big difference. But in other words, so when you say chocolate, it's really the entity of chocolate.
Okay.
Whatever the mixture is in.
Okay. But let's assume for a moment that the ichor of the cocoa, the cocoa, the butter, this or that. Let's assume, I could be wrong about this, it's easy to look it up on the internet, but let's say 51% of it is cocoa bean at the end of the day, with sugar and all the emulsifiers and everything else.
It's not a chance.
You know, it's not even close.
I don't think it's a
right.
chance.
So, that's what he doesn't understand. So let me explain something to you. I'll say it as follows, before we get to these other tshuvas. So there's a sefer called the Makor Bracha, and Mitzvah Shem, I'll be zochet to get it tomorrow. My father has it, so he's reading me the whole lumbus here. So Rabbi, I think his name is Rabbi Krauss. He was a Manchester Dayan, Gavriel Krauss. He happens to be the son-in-law of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. We always joke about how to say his name in English, Newirth, but he writes Newbert. So he says that the minhag, of course, is to make what? Newirth. No, right. So to make it shahakol, and so he says that he has a haskama from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. There, where he of course writes that he doesn't understand why the bracha is not boi priyates, but that the bracha is a shakal. And then, so he quotes his father-in-law, his shver, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, who says, even though it's not about Shabbos, he was still able to ask the shayla, and he said that he doesn't understand why we don't say that the bracha should be, of course, like Rosh Hashanah Zalman, he was a Raman in Kol Torah as well, why the bracha shouldn't be boi priyates. And as we'll see, he asked the Shaila to Rav, this is the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, because I don't want to say his name is, asked the Shaila, we'll see, to the Rav Moshe Klein, which I find very interesting from all people he asked, why Rav Moshe Klein? And then he writes the Makor Bracha, writes an interesting one, and maybe somebody knows who this is, somebody who wrote the Shailos Teshuvos Tiferes Tzvi. Tiferes Tzvi was written by a famous Five Towns rabbi, Rabbi Kornmil. Cornmill was the Rav of the young Israel of Lawrence Cedarhurst, and he gave the Hashgacha on the Bartons. Halav Shalom, or it's still alive. Somebody bought it out, something like that. So he had a whole tshuva, apparently, because he was in Bartons, about it, and he says he told him to squeeze it. That tshuva doesn't make any sense, and okay. So it gives you just an idea of that. It's not so partial. It's just they quoted the name of Rabbi Yashav. I didn't see it in print anywhere, but I saw it a lot of times quoted there. Rabbi Yashav holds like Rosh Hashanah and the Ikar Bracha. We'll see this in a few moments. So let's just get to a Shevet HaLevi. Shevet HaLevi has two tshuvas on this, one longer, one shorter. We, of course, quoted the shorter one. And he says like this, what does the Rebbe hold? Because Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, listen to the Shela, the Shela is an interesting Shela. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Shlita and Rabbi Yosher Shlita says Levarech Boi Priyates. So that's not true. That Shela is not true. They don't say that. They say you should make Boi Priyates, but we make Shachar. Okay, but fine. So he writes, this is Rav Mosner writing, Be'inyan Berchah Shokolad, Harbe, Ruvar Leforetz, everybody's written about this, it's famous, and he says, Hai Devarim Shelta. So he says, a lot of Gedolim have written on this, a lot of tasteful things, no pun intended. The Ein Shokol Domer, so he says what we're saying, the Im Derech HaPri She'ochel Beresek Mevarech Bor B'Otsa B'ri, right? So you make the bracha. However, here, he says, look at this, he quotes the Divrei Mishkan Yankov, there really by a different ending, B'Shokol, Eino Kog Toichin Noki Bilvad, Ella, Chuas, Alcoco, Imharbe. They have to add to it a lot of different things. It's very, very, it's Harbe, Oid, Marim. It's very, very bitter. Shinasa, Mihem, Tashil, Kazah, Chocolat, as you're saying, as Larry's saying, exactly. It's so mar. There's no way nobody would eat it, Bederach. And even you say Bederach Resek, the way that it's made is a mixture. Not like this. This is wrong. But I just want you to understand, Larry.
Right.
But I want you to understand this. That we started off with a Mishnah Berurah that says that a mixture, meaning if you have some sort of, let's call it a plant or fruit or anything, and the derech is not to eat it that way, but there's a different way to eat it, this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. He's certainly not talking about chocolate, but this is what he says, then you make the bracha. So if, for argument's sake, you have...
The ikka bracha.
Right, the ikka bracha. Meaning, if I take a cocoa bean, and people eat cocoa beans, and now they make something called chocolate, so of course that bracha would be shahakal. Nobody would disagree with that, because if you could eat cocoa bean chai, that would be fine. But the fact that you can't eat a chai, and it only is done al yidei this mixture, I don't know, do they use cocoa beans for anything else? So let's say they use, so that's the Mishnah Berurah, the sticky point here. Because this is the way that they make it. You're tining that it's not nectar, and this is what the Shevet HaLevi doesn't really work, probably the Ibris Moshe wanted to get at as well. I agree with you. But what do we do with the Mishnah Berurah? That Resek, that any mixture of this fruit, this is the fruit's mixture, this is it. This is the way it's done. That's why on tomato paste, you're not going to make the bracha of Boripriya Dhamma. Why? Because it's not, that's not the, we eat tomatoes nowadays. Yishkoyach, we eat tomatoes. You're going to tell me that ketchup has so much sugar in it, it's the first ingredients. Of course you're not going to make the bracha on it. So what's the shiloh over here? This is the way you eat it. So if you had, popcorn, for example, popcorn. So popcorn, so you take the corn kernel, what bracha do you make on popcorn? You make Boripriya Dhamma. Why? Because that is the derech. That is the derech. Okay, obviously there are other ways, but that's fine. That's one of the derech of the way of eating it. But if the only derech, so that's, I just want you to be aware that it's not as positive. We'll see. Okay, I understand that Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashov stand somewhat alone, but they're pretty big to stand alone on this. And yet, we have to understand where they're coming from. Based on this Mishnah Berurah, it's questionable. Based on the Shulchan Aruch, it's even more questionable, because the Shulchan Aruch discusses these type of, okay, you don't want to call cocoa bean a spice, but similar to that, and even if you add sugar to that spice, and that's the only way you could eat it, again, I don't know what this type of cinnamon stick that's some way sugared, and you eat it, so he says, yeah, but that's the way these cinnamon sticks are eaten. That's fine.
What book can you make of maple syrup?
Real?
Yeah. People eat maple syrup.
They use it.
Most of the maple syrup doesn't have any maple syrup.
No, people have maple
syrup. I don't know. We'll give a share on it. So now turn the page, and this is the Mishnah Halacha. So I didn't even... I read this tshuva over Shabbos. I didn't even realize. It's always important, I think, my personal opinion, is to read who was written to, because that's also important. So this was the tshuva that I mentioned before. Yedidya Hayakar, a muflug, right, okay. Marbis Torah, the Rabbim, so on and so forth. Moy Rabbeinu, Habishua, what?
Norbert.
This was really Norbert. Shlita, Ram Yeshiva's called Torah. So he writes him as follows, and wrote, of course, Shemesh Abstel Chassad. So he says, he asked me about chocolate, what the bracha is. I just find it interesting. We know Rav Menashe Klein, Yibod L'chaim Toim Arichim, is in his 90s, late 90s, mamish, unbelievable story, the Mishnah Halachas, lives in Brooklyn, there, it's Yisrael as well, the Chavrusa of, come on, we mentioned it already, Elie Wiesel, speaks to him weekly, just an amazing, he escaped the Holocaust and wrote such beautiful tshuvas. So he says, "Binyan shokol shiyasa lahalacha." So how do we know? We everybody says, "Berdama, hey," so on and so forth. So he says, "Hinei be'emes." What's the emes over here? The emes is pashut. Ki da machlokas harishonim zal. Right? So I don't know exactly there's a machlokas harishonim about chocolate, but the general idea, of course, is bedina lachria. Who are we? Kimi anachu lachnis. This is the same person that signed all of his tshuvas, Menashe HaKatan. Just to give you an idea who he thinks he is. Lahachnis Roshi Bahem Maharim Magdolim, what am I gonna, I'm gonna come out and I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna paskin. I can't, Levarach, right? Okay, so we paskin, this is the way we paskin nowadays to make shaka. Why? What's the ikker? So look over here what I got. Lasharchu Via Bishem Divayoy says Al Shaka Nogo Olam Lo Shakal. However, he calls the Shilas Yaivitz, Shaoch Shokal Chai Mivarach Boy Priyates. The chain, this is the way you make it on this is on quark. The al shokon chai, kevan, de ain derech chilasa b'kach, If the ain roig olam oruch lemoso, came the baruch shahakol. Vayin baruch shakula pilpul bazeh dan. And then, by the way, in the next shuva that the Mishnah Halacha writes, he goes back on it and he says, you wouldn't even make a baruch on it. You don't make a baruch on these type of things. Fine. Vayidur pam, shiitzkim yamets harov zeshokolad, ela ke'ein if no jitam. So again, he says he doesn't understand how we do this. The Rambam passes this way, you make a shahakol on it. And he passes at the end, mi sha'okol shokolad, belit harov esrakim sukar, if it's only without that tarovus, levarach boy priyate, the kalmok and kevah, the eno yodua, I don't want to get involved here. I understand there's a machlokes with sugar. So Javarenu, at least the robe is going to be sugar with the cocoa bean. Still, we're not machadish Javarim Chadashim, and therefore let's just paskin the way that we paskin. It's a new entity. It's mukshimosul chai, and he paskins at the end of the day the Mishnah Halachos. Then of course the bracha and shahakel. And he doesn't give the Shemir Shabbos too much of a leg to stand on. The last shuva was the shuva of the Chuvas Ben Hagas. Arish Sternbach says he saw in the Sefer, I don't know what the Sefer is, the one that we just quoted, the Makkah Bracha. So I don't know why he calls it the Brichas Hananim. Okay, maybe he's got another Sefer like that. And he quotes in his name, so he brings, V'darko b'kach, b'shokolah v'ikha bracha boi v'priyeh. So Teimah, Shinogim l'varach shahakol. And then he quotes others that hold this way as well. There's a pachad yitzlach, not the reputner, before pachad yitzlach, da'al, you make boi v'priyeh. So he says between that, but he doesn't understand. Oklin rach v'shvil atam, v'yatob da'ach v'tsuris pri akoko, mishtana l'gamre, ayitzuru v'shinasam ta'af. Right, it's totally different. V'bosov, v'af im riboy, he's even more upset. He says that mamish is taruvus umau. In the next paragraph, ochel b'shokol ham yuchad rachus shuras of lo b'shvil atam. Okay, so then maybe you would have a taina if it's you mamish, but there's some way to have it in its raw form. Nira shelavarch boy priyet shemavarch shahakol adari shneich boy priyet. Okay, so that would be a but he says shahakol. Now you can make shahakol. Shinogu tami lavarch shahakol. Right, says, what if you had it for refuah? Cocoa bean, for some reason, is a refuah. No, and a mevarech, you don't make a bracha on a refuah that's mar. Okay, but if they sweeten it, so then you make a bracha on it. But not in this case. Finally, that's the way it passes. Gamkein, even though we said that on the cinnamon that you would make, sha'ochlin, gamasukam, mevarech, right, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman. And he says he doesn't understand where Shlomo Zalman. Veinu doma, this is not the same thing. He says it's a totally different case. It's that tarub is mamish with totally different things, the size of sugar, and he doesn't understand that.
Right, this might not be cool.
Right, exactly. So that's going to be the leg not to stand on. According to this whole thing of Shlomo Zalman, what if we just hold on a second and we say, wait a minute, he doesn't have a leg to stand on because that's not considered risuk. So that's something to discuss here. And so Shlomo Zalman is not so pasha. What we're left with is not just Shlomo Zalman. We see some other tshuvas, Yosef Yaivitz and others, who have a problem with this. We quoted last week a Shlomo Zalman or Letzion. Rav Abba Shoyal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Parat Yosef, who was Nifter a few years ago, so he doesn't understand this whole shyly. He says definitely you make would make this bracha of shahakol because the halacha tells us that it says that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that aval. He says that peiros shemotim echiloso, if their echiloso does not come from a leaf, then you don't make the bracha, you make a shakal on it. So it doesn't really help us too much. This is a Sfari talking this. The Magen Avraham, the Taz, disagree with this. What? It's a bean. No, that's what he's saying.
From the bark.
But it comes from the bark, so if there's no fruit on it, you always make. That's the way Shulchan Aruch, but we don't pass in that way, because that's against the Taz and the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't really help us. Okay. But, and then I have a sefer of my father gave me, Rav Aaron Zakai, Havrocha Vilchosa, so he's a Rosh Yeshiva, and a Yeshiva called Or Yontif, and he says that the cocoa you wouldn't because it's not available ready-made. This is only for fruit that's ready-made that you... It can't be. There's no way it could be that it can't be. Then finally he quotes the Chaim Moshe, one of the Sfarim that I use often, quotes from Shlomo Kluger, and he says that even if there is a way to eat it as a mixture, as a resek, so still in this case you would make a shahakal on this. So the Sof Devarenu, it's very difficult to understand where the Rosh Shlomo Zalman in the first and possibly Rav Yashav and a few others come up with this idea. The point, though, to understand is, of course, an interesting point. And that is that the point here is as follows. The point is that, let's just take the Mishnah Berurah, for example. Let's say it didn't exist. What we're concerned with is, last week we were concerned with what the bracha would be on the seeds. And Rosh Hashanah, we went back and forth. Nowadays, what did we say? How did we end this year? We said, nowadays we have no problem. Bori Priyes, Bori Priyadama. Why? Because they're made specifically for the purpose of to eat as seeds. And they're grown that way. And in fact, in many cases, the pumpkin is discarded. The seeds are what it's used for. So maybe we could apply the same thing when it comes to cocoa. That's what they're being raised for. That's what it's for. But, so we saw that, again, there seems to be some sort of fine line here. We want to be careful with the Shari Tshuva that we saw, that you have to be careful about brachas. But this is what the Rabbanan has told us, that we make a shahakal over here. And that's a very, very, very important idea. And I think, and I hope you agree with me, it's important to learn what the whole machlokes is, because of the fact, as we said before, it is somewhat of a fine line. It seems everybody here was, you know, very well brainwashed when it came to chocolate, and they didn't want to hear of the Rosh HaMazalman and Chiddush. But we have to be able to hear it, because it does apply to different other things. We said before about the sesame candies. So they make a sesame candy that's really just sesame seeds with sugar to give it a little taste. So there, all the places can say that you would make the bracha of the bracha of sesames. Of the sesames. It has a little sugar in it. That's similar to what we said before. So where does the fine line go? So we've seen now chocolate, halva, and those type of things, soy products, all those things. It's just too much of the mixture to be considered. So that's where we're basically going to leave this discussion of fruits and its ends. So we know, we don't have to discuss the halachas of fruits. We know the halachas are fruits and vegetables. And basically we understand the difference between trees and bushes. And the yisod is that a tree that is not considered a tree if it doesn't give fruit, if a lot of trees die, that's why the banana, if it dies each year, different things like that. So that's more that we don't have to do. But again, we understand the basic yisod, and I think that's really, really what's important. Just to end off, just the importance of understand where we're standing and why it's important to learn these halachas. We saw the Shari Tshuva. We should understand the Shari Tshuva, that we can't just make brachas of shakal without understanding. So now, at least for the next few days, whenever we eat chocolate, so we're going to think about this machlokes. It's very important, and you understand what the reason is to make brachas. And hopefully that will take us through these parshas of Shovim Tat. So we're in the parshas of Shovim Tat, these difficult weeks. Take with us the idea how important it is. Look, who B'nai Levi, they weren't working. What were they doing? They were sitting and learning Torah. So apparently, we were told, not apparently, the Midrash tells us that it was the B'nai Levi who really caused all the problems in Mitzrayim. Because in the beginning, all the Jews were working very nicely. They were working, and they weren't. It wasn't Avodah Kasha. When did it become Avodah Kasha? When they saw that these B'nai Levi and Gerit, they weren't working. Why aren't they working? What's going on here? How come they don't work? Oh, you know why they weren't working? Because they were learning Torah. And all the Jews believed that they should sit and learn Torah. That was a belief that they had. We need people on the lines learning Torah. So even though they had the shibud and it was terrible, they always wanted people sitting and learning that. They knew that this was the way to go. Oh, so maybe they were learning the shitas of Beis Shammai. Those weren't good shitas. Wow, so that's not Torah? No. Dacher dachinoam. Every point is important. It's important to understand this, and it's important to look at shubas like this. Even if we know that we're already skewed, because we know we're passing at the end, but we have to see what's the inner workings of this, so that Mirz Hashem, one day when something new is created, they didn't have chocolate in the times of the Gemara, so when something new is created, we'll be able to understand the love of what the appropriate brachas for each of the items we eat. And in Chas V'Shalom, we shouldn't be moil, we shouldn't steal, but we should be makir tov, but makir tov in the ultimate way, saying the appropriate bracha. Oh, yeah.